be to establish a parliament, a Duma, the first step towards a constitutional monarchy. He knew that the emancipation of the serfs had failed, and that his reforms, though laudable, merely created demand for greater reform. Thus, by their very action, the terrorists had unwittingly aborted any chance of constitutional reform. Instead, they got a new Tsar, Alexander's son, Alexander III, who immediately tore up his father's parliamentary proposal, undid his reforms, and intensified the level of repression. The new Tsar's Manifesto on Unshakable Autocracy, issued within 2 months of his father's death, summed up Alexander III's view on how Russia should be ruled. Liberalism and democracy were considered signs of weakness. For the benefit of all, his people needed to be ruled with a firm hand, and the nation needed to be more Russian. Ethnic languages and nationalistic tendencies were repressed. The vast empire was to be subject to the Tsar's Russification and autocratic rule. The Tsar intended to start teaching his son the art of statesmanship once Nicholas had reached the age of 30. But on the 1st of November 1894, aged only 49, Alexander III died of kidney disease. His son was still only 26. Following the death of his father, a fearful Nicholas was thrust unprepared.